introduces him. Let us get this going before I die.
Where's the call? Now the call's gone.
Uh-oh.
Okay, there it is. Sorry, my screen is all kinds of effed up. I don't know what's going on. Okay.
Did you figure out your sound thing, Ruthian?
What sound thing?
I don't know. You said you were doing a sound check.
I was
that
just
for
making sure that the recording was okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sucking balls.
That's good. Hold on. Okay, I will start us off here in a second. I got my water. Got my water in my mouth. Okay, sorry. Okay. Welcome to the Boons and Conditions Episode 3 podcast. This is the recording for April 2nd, 2012. We'll be covering a few different events, specifically the recent press beta. I am Phalor, and we have Luperza on the show.
Salutations.
Ruthian.
Hi there.
And we also have a newcomer, Eastlone, or Sloan. Introduce yourself.
Howdy. How are you guys? Can tell from my Texas accent, I had to say howdy.
So you might be pumping on every once in a while, but you're also going to be helping us write on the site, correct?
Yes, sir. Actually submitted my first article last night. Hope to see it this week, although it is very difficult to write stuff when you're not in the beta. Yes, I am crying.
Nudge, nudge.
ArenaNet.
Yes, yeah. Hello, ArenaNet. Talking to you. But yeah, that should hit this week, I hope, sometime.
Excellent. All right. Well, like I said, we're mostly going to be talking about the press beta and then crying that we're not in it. No, that sounds silly. But we're just going to clarify about what BNC is doing and what the project's all about, because we're getting some emails about it, which is a good thing. People are wondering what we plan to do. So just clarification, what the project is that currently – most of the team consists of fansite owners. We're all, and that includes Sloan as well, we're all fansite owners from previous games. We all have an interest in Guild Wars 2. We're basically using our combined experiences and our knowledge to form this project.
Yay.
Yes.
Yes.
And this project is basically, well, it's a work in progress, obviously, but ideally we're helping foster and bring together the community that Arena has already created. So we're going to be doing some community-based stuff, trying to get everyone together involved in projects. It's why we have Typefrag as a host. We're hopefully going to be doing some projects with the community and them.
We've already done one. It went pretty well, didn't it?
Yeah. No, it was really late at night. But no, we had like a dozen people just chatting at once. I mean, people kept coming and going, but about a dozen even, which is a good crowd, especially because it was at about midnight.
Yeah, it was like at 10:30, and I was like, I'm going to get up in like 8 hours.
Yeah. But people hopped on. We talked about everything, it seemed. So on that note, well, there's a couple notes, I guess. But one, we're still looking to expand the team. So if you are a writer, if you're a video producer, if you're someone who can offer something unique, you know, send something in. You just have to use our contact form. If you want to go about a different method and direct message our account or one of our Twitter accounts and set something up, that's fine. That's okay. We do like the contact form. It's easier for us to organize things. We are still going through requests because we've gotten a lot of applications, which feels kind of pompous, but we're really proud that we're getting so many.
It's really good.
Stuff. It is good. It's nice knowing that people actually like, oh, you guys sound like you kind of know what you're talking about and maybe I want to help. So that's wonderful.
I've got to interject here. So sure. We're a group of fan site owners that have come together to form a better community and stuff like that. So we're kind of like the Avengers, is what you're saying.
I'm gonna have to be Thor because my blonde.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
that's
you
fine.
Have to be Thor.
I'm Hulk. So after that,
What's Luperza?
Yeah, she can be the awesome Scarlett Johansson chick, but I don't know who I'd be.
That's Black Widow.
Black Widow. I mean, we've got Hawkeye. America left, and
oh, dude, I'm doing Iron Man. I can hide Iron in a Man. Suit. They don't have to know I'm a girl.
There you go.
See?
that is awesome. So we're the Avengers. Feel free to send us an app. So as Sloan was going over, we're going to be releasing additional content. His article's coming out this week. We're talking about to some other writers, and one thing I can't go over, but we're talking to some people on YouTube, which is awesome. Super excited about that.
Very excited.
Some well-known people, like, I'm pretty impressed that some contacted us initially. I'm like, wow, what an honor. But
it's getting really exciting. It is. And it's it is. Yeah, but it is pre-release, so we can't, like, there's nothing, it is pre-release still.
It is.
So it's kind of hard to generate the content when you're not in the press
beta. Yeah, so anyone who's listened to all three episodes, we appreciate it, because this is pre-release, we don't have press beta access, so the fact you're listening to us, we definitely appreciate it, and that you want to hear what we have to talk about, so thank you.
So what's your article about, Islam?
You know, I struggled, I've actually got another article I'm working on now, but the one that I just finished is just basically about Guild Wars 2 and whether it covers all the bases. You know, there's so many different types of MMO players. You've got solo players and PvPers and, you know, that type of stuff. And it just kind of covers whether it covers all those bases and whether you'll find what you like in Guild Wars 2, no matter your play style.
Don't give away at all. You want them to read it.
Yes, definitely. I'm not going to give it away. But I think for the most part, it'll cover all the bases.
Cool.
Excellent. What other things do we need to babble about? Oh, okay. So as Arithian mentioned, we did a chit-chat meet and greet type thing, or meet and greet, as I tweeted, apparently, because I don't know how to spell or talk or anything. Yeah, meet and greet, which is why we have co-hosts, because I don't want to talk a whole lot. We're going to open up our Ventrilo server to the public. So we're going to have more chit-chats, I guess more meet and greets, in a sense. More people that come, we'll talk to them and introduce ourselves, and they can introduce themselves. And then we're going to get to a point where we all start playing Guild Wars 1, maybe play some League, TF2, but basically do community events before the game actually goes live. And again, we're going to team up with our wonderful host, Typefrag, in the future once release does happen. And do some fun events.
Yeah, so we're already talking to them about some fun events in the future as soon as Guild Wars 2 launches. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it's going to be awesome.
Thank you, Typefrag. Typefrag.com for Mumble and Ventrilo hosting.
They're the best. And we mentioned it last time, but and Islam, maybe we'll quiz you on that real quick, but all three of us used Typefrag in the past. Have you used them previously? Have you had good experiences with them at all?
Yeah, actually for Rift, that's who we used, was Typefrag.
Oh,
I think the old Rift podcast, you guys were using Typefrag as well.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I picked up, and we started using on that. So we used it for our guild, and we got all the way through all the raids and Rift on Typefrag. So
too funny. That's funny. Like, their quality's awesome. They're ginormous, and they have a wonderful reputation because of all that. So again, we would throw up their name anyways, but yes, typefrag.com. But let's get into the meat of the podcast.
Pause. So, give me a pause so I can stop.